The UN Security Council met late last night to discuss the escalating situation in eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian government has told pro-Russian militants in the region to lay down their arms or face military action. Charles Collins has this report.
The Security Council met in an emergency session in a meeting called by Russia shortly after Ukrainian troops exchanged gunfire with pro-Russian militants who have taken over several government buildings in eastern Ukraine. At least one Ukrainian soldier was killed in the incident. The permanent representative of Ukraine to the UN, Yuri Sergeyev, read a statement from his president.
The blood of Ukrainians has been shed for one and undivided sovereign Ukraine. This blood has been shed in a war which Russia is waging against Ukraine. The aggressor has not stopped and continues to organize unrest in the eastern regions of our country.
Russia, which has massed tens of thousands of troops on Ukraine's border, countered by accusing the country of having an embedded hatred of Russia. The United States ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, accused Russia of fomenting the crisis in its neighbor.
The synchronized surgical seizure of buildings yesterday occurred in towns along the main highway, followed by armed roadblocks, almost as if a coordinated barrier was being formed between Kyiv and the major eastern cities of Donetsk and Luhansk. And you don't have to take my word for it, or even those of the Ukrainian government. You need only witness yourself the videos of professional military shepherding thugs into a building in Kramatorsk, the photographs showing the so-called concerned citizens taking over Slovyansk, equipped exactly like the elite troops that took Crimea, or the video of a military operation in Krasny Liman by armed men with the same equipment.
Britain's envoy to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant, called Russia's actions illegal.
Coming just weeks after Russian troops illegally deployed to Crimea, wearing uniforms without insignia, these events point clearly to Russia once again interfering directly in the internal affairs of Ukraine, using manufactured pretexts and military force. Such actions are contrary to international law.
Meanwhile, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople sent a Palm Sunday message to the Ukrainian people, the majority of whom are Orthodox Christians. In his message, he acknowledged the deep scars and open wounds from the grievous Holodomor, which was the starvation which the Ukrainian people suffered in the 1930s. He also mentioned the world wars of the 20th century and the pressure on a nation emerging from decades of totalitarian tyranny. He exhorted them to face the trial of this current hour with steadfast hearts and brave minds. I'm Charles Collins.
In the latest from Ukraine, witnesses have said that a Ukrainian government deadline to pro-Russian separatists to lay down their arms and end their occupation of state buildings in the eastern town of Slavyansk passed earlier this morning with no signs yet that the rebels have complied. We'll be following that story and bringing you more this afternoon.